This is Health Matters, picking up where we left off last week. The question being, do we need dietary supplements to stay healthy?
The typical American diet consists of chemically grown produce and animals raised on grain instead of grass. Animals usually given growth hormones and antibiotics. Then there are the highly processed meats, baked goods, canned and frozen goods, all of which add up to a diet that lacks vitamin nutrients.
And there is another issue. Manufacturers add hundreds of ingredients to their processed food, ingredients that were completely unknown to the human digestive tract until the mid-20th century.
That's the reality of today's food supply. Does this mean we need to take vitamins to make up for their loss in the food we buy? And how well does our digestive tract handle all the modified or manufactured ingredients that are making their way into our gut? Do we need to take probiotics or digestive enzymes to help our digestion?
Whether or not you should be taking supplements depends on a few basics. 1. What medications you might be on. 2. Whether your doctor has identified a vitamin or mineral deficiency. 3. How wholesome your diet is. And 4. How much exercise you get on a daily basis. Some supplements can interfere with the medications. So if you're on medication, that's a question for your doctor.
And if a test has determined that you have an actual vitamin or mineral deficiency, you need to follow medical advice related to the deficiency. Beyond that, however, the general opinion these days on taking supplements is looking before you leap. Be aware of what your body needs from food, and be aware of exactly what's in any supplement you may consider taking.
Take our need for magnesium, for example. As mentioned last week, magnesium is a mineral that is essential to body processes. How essential is quite surprising. Magnesium enables the functioning of more than 300 enzymes in the body, enzymes that manage DNA functioning, among other things. Things like energy metabolism in the brain, muscles, heart, and kidneys, like building teeth and bones, like producing key proteins, controlling blood sugar, and regulating blood pressure.
Clearly, we need magnesium every day. While some claim that today's chronic diseases are related to magnesium deficiency, there's no consensus on this. It is known that agriculture chemicals remove magnesium from the soil, which means that the vegetables, fruits, nuts, and grains grown on those soils have less magnesium. We also know that processing removes magnesium, and we know that a fast food diet is a recipe for insufficient intake of magnesium.
And what's true for magnesium is true for other minerals and vitamins. If you mainly eat processed packaged food and inorganic meat and produce, you're not getting your fair share of the life-giving substances nature intended you to have. And yet, unfortunately, this doesn't mean that dietary supplements actually fill the gaps created by eating depleted food and sedentary life living. For one thing, dietary supplements can contain a lot of chemically derived non-absorbent vitamins.
What's wrong with chemically derived vitamins?
Isolating a substance in a laboratory and putting it in a pill doesn't mean that the human body is able to assimilate and use it. The vital substances in natural whole foods act together. Critics of chemically deprived vitamins say we need the whole plant or animal protein that provides the vitamin, not just the so-called active ingredient. Calling a substance an active ingredient only gives it a label, but stripping that substance away from its natural state does not guarantee it will be active in our body, or that our body knows how to handle it when it appears as an independent chemical derivative.
Science has found that multitudes of microscopic cofactors exist within and around every vital nutritional substance we need. These cofactors can be related vitamins, enzymes, and minerals, which act with the primary vitamin to ensure it's properly absorbed and used. Cofactors are essential to functioning of a particular vitamin and may be as nutritionally important as the vitamin itself.
Next week, we'll take a look at what goes into dietary supplements.
Health Bandits is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potten, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall, Tashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.